In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Therefore is the kingdom of heaven likened unto something. Many parables speak of the kingdom of heaven, in which the Lord compares the kingdom of heaven to something. Now, when we think of the kingdom of heaven, perhaps we think of a place. The kingdom of heaven is a state of being. It is purity, holiness, peace. The kingdom of heaven is these things, not a place. So the Lord, when he compares the kingdom of heaven to something, he is describing how we should act to attain the kingdom of heaven, or how we will be in the kingdom of heaven. In this case, he is describing both how we should act and be in this parable. The kingdom of heaven is likened unto a certain king, of course, God, who would take account of his slaves, all of us. There will be a judgment for everyone. And the Lord will know all things we did, all things we did not do, all things we have hidden, all things that we are ashamed of, all things we have forgotten. He will know everything about us, and we will see what he sees in the judgment. That is the accounting that is being spoken of. Now, when the Lord makes an accounting to any one of us, can any of us say that there would be one denarius less than 10,000 talents that we would owe? Certainly. We are very full of sins, and if we look at ourselves closely, or even just a little bit, just haphazardly, we see that we're far from what we should be. So indeed, if the Lord takes an accounting of us now, he will see that we are very much lacking. However, he is a merciful God. And so, if we repent, if we have the desire to change, then he will forgive everything, including everything at the last judgment, even the things we have not mastered yet, even the things that still have mastery over us. If we have tried, if we have priority set so that we want to be holy and try to be holy. So the Lord takes this man at his word, and he says, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. So the Lord takes this as meaning that the man is sorry for his sins. Now, what is this payment that we're seeing now? The parable speaks of money. Can we pay money to God? Well, of course, what a silly idea for the one who owns the cattle on 1,000 hills. What is the payment that we must make? Remember, when we read the scripture, these things mean something. What is the payment? Well, later on, at the very end of the parable, part of that payment is discussed. To forgive others their trespasses. And why do we forgive others their trespasses? Because that's what God does. Now, God doesn't have any sins at all, and he forgives. He's in a position of complete authority, and he forgives. We are forgiving other sinners that are sinners just like we are. So we're certainly not in any high position when we forgive others. But in forgiving others, we emulate God. There's the clue what the payment is. And indeed, you owe something, and you must pay. Absolutely. You must pay. And if you don't pay, you indeed will be judged and sent to eternal damnation. And what is the payment? The payment is to struggle to be holy. The payment is to try to follow the commandments. Not because they are rules on a page or that we've been taught, but because in following them, we become like God. And in becoming like God, we fulfill our destiny. The only possibility for happiness in this life is to become holy. No other avenue exists for us for happiness. And to become holy, we must attempt to follow God's will, which is perfect for us. That's the payment. Not a very difficult payment, because in making the payment, we become blessed. We become happy, truly full of goodness, full of peace. That's the payment we must make. It's not as if we have to give a certain amount in order to wash away our sins. There are unfortunates who actually believe that. No, it is that we must give our life, our blood, to God. We must pay with who we are, and what we do, and what we believe, and what we say, and what is important to us. That's how we make the payments. And in making the payment, God not only forgives us of all of our sins, those we remember, those we don't remember, those that were voluntary, those that were involuntary, not only forgives us of our sins, but He strengthens us, enlivens us, perfects us. So we're making a payment and receiving a great boon. And indeed, you will have to make this payment. And if you don't, then you are not a Christian. You might appear to be, just like in the parable, speaks about the tares and the wheat. You can appear to be a Christian. But in your heart, are you a Christian? What's important to you? Where your treasure is, there is where your heart is. What's your treasure? Is your treasure to become good, to become holy? Is your treasure to become peaceful? Is your treasure to emulate God, and especially emulating the example of Jesus Christ, God's Son, and of the saints who followed in the footsteps of our Lord? Is that your treasure? If it is, then you will make your payment. Now, in essence, by saying that we want to be Christians, by desiring baptism, we have in essence said what this man said. We've said, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And the Lord will forgive us, but He will require payments. Now, what does this man do? This man goes and forgets immediately about himself. He's like the man who St. Paul says is in a mirror, and when he walks away, he's forgotten what he looks like. He goes and sees somebody who owes him just a little bit of money, and he acts with like a vicious beast, throws him into prison. And so, of course, his Lord finds out about this. Well, his Lord, our Lord, knows about all things. Not only that incident, but every other incident. That man had made a promise to God, I will pay thee all. Well, the Lord was merciful to him. That's part of the payment, to be merciful to others. Our Lord Jesus Christ showed humility, compassion, all of the virtues. That is part of the payment. This incident where he is unmerciful to another, that is only one way that we can lose our inheritance. So the man forgets who he is. He forgets his promise. And the Lord calls him to account. And the Lord will call us to account. You've made a promise. You've said, I will pay thee all. Have patience with me. And the Lord has said, I will have patience with you. I'll help you. I'll help you to become better. So you must fulfill your part of the bargain. You must give the Lord your heart, your life, your blood, your priorities, your money, your time, your attitudes. You must give the Lord everything, and that is the payment. The payment is the person you are trying to become. Now, the Lord saw this man had not made a payment, had forgotten about everything, and He sent him to hell. This will happen to us if we do not have mercy for others and all the other virtues. But mercy is paramount, is most important. Mercy is not only to be kind to someone who owes you something, but mercy is also to forgive others their sins. Because after we're sinners. And even if we've sinned very little, much less than someone else we're forgiving, let's say, if you can actually quantify it that way. The Lord has forgiven us all of our sins, and we promised Him that we would make payment. You made a promise, a solemn vow. You must fulfill this vow. Now, what happened to the man when he was cast into outer darkness? His wife and his children went with him. Now, that doesn't mean literally his wife and his children. It means everything in his life. It means everything went away. He had nothing. He was a man without a name, without a possession, without land, without title, with nothing. Weeping and gnashing his teeth. And what is the weeping and gnashing of teeth? That is sorrow that is never, ever assuaged by joy, because we missed the opportunity to repent. You know, being a Christian is really not so difficult to understand. What does your heart tell you? Even the greatest of criminals, except for people who are quite ill, feels good when they do something good for someone else. Where does that feeling come from? That's God has put that feeling in your heart. God has made us desire to do good to others. This is the only way to be happy. This is the only way to make our payment. This is the only way to fulfill our vow. So which is it? Which one are you? Are you the man who makes a promise, receives forgiveness, and then lives a heedless life, not attempting to really change? And perhaps does not forgive others, holds grudges, wants what's yours, and all the rest? Are you the servant who remembers with every breath you take how your Lord is merciful to you, how the Lord is changing you, how the Lord has redeemed you, despite the fact that you are unworthy? And because of that memory, you pass that love that the Lord gave to you on to others by forgiving others, by caring for others, by humbling yourself, by doing good to those who do evil to you, by loving those who don't love you. Which one are you? Only the Lord and yourself know this. May it be that all of us remember our debt and remember our vow and make our payment to the Lord. Amen.